Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. Today's Chumash portion. This is the portion of the sixth day or Friday of Mitzora in the Blue Chumash, page 150, chapter 15, verse 16. In the earlier portion, we studied about Zav, the abnormal flow coming from a male, which is a very serious source of impurity. Now he segues to the normal flow of a male, the normal intimate flow of a male, which is v'ish, and a man, kiseitze mimenu, if there will come forth from him, shichva zora, a flow of seed, or what we call semen. V'rochatz b'mayim es kol besorei, any seminal emission requires washing one's flesh, which means immersion in a mikveh, v'tomei ad'orev, and the impurity will linger until the end of that day. That's called her of shemesh, sunset, or stars out. Rashi, there is no Rashi on 16. 17, v'chol beged, the same applies if the semen comes upon a garment, v'chol er, or leather garment, ashiyi olav shichva zora, v'chubas b'mayim, the garment should be washed or immersed in water or in a mikveh, v'tomei ad ha'orev, and it is impure until evening. V'isha, the same law applies to a woman. Asher yishkav ish eisa shichva zara. If a man will lie with her, and now she has semen. So this semen makes her impure as well. V'rochatzu b'mayim, they shall both immerse in a mikveh. V'tomu ad ha'orev, and they will become impure and remain impure until evening, which means until stars out. Now we segue into the female forms of impurity. There are two. There is the abnormal called Zava. There is the normal called Nida. He begins with the abnormal, the Isha, and a woman, Kisi Yazava, if she will have an abnormal flow. What does abnormal mean? Not in the regular menstrual time. Dom Yihi Yazava Bifseira, blood will be issuing from her flesh. Then, shivas yomim tiye benidosa, for a period of 7 days, she will be considered in a state of nida, v'chol hanegeya bo, and anyone who touches her, yitmo ad'orev, will become impure until evening. Again, we're talking about Beis HaMikdash law, kisi yezobo yochel mi echad mikol eivorea. I would think if blood flows from any limb, and this is a qualification similar to the qualification earlier that was made about man. I would think if she has a bloody nose or she cut her finger, Talmud Lamer Behi Gilsa es Mekir Dama, it has to do with the fountain of her blood, the source of intimacy. Ein Dom Mitame, blood that makes impurity, Ela Haba Min HaMakor, is only that which emanates from the womb. Dom Yeh Zayva Bipsara, blood will be issued from her flesh. Ein Zayva Kori Zayv Letame Ela Imkein Hu Odein. The process of the flow of Zayva does not make one impure unless it's red. So here we have, we learned earlier that the color of a man's issue has to be white or whitish. The color of a woman's issue has to be red or reddish. Benidasa kamei umitevel yeniduhu, like a verse in Job, shimenuda mimaga kol adam, she's banished from contact with anyone. Tia benidasa afilo leiros elaria rishena, even if she only saw once. And in halacha, we talk about seeing once, seeing twice, which has the halachic ordinance of shomeres yom keneged yom, that she observes 1 day of purity for each day of impurity. But if she sees three times, then she becomes majorly impure for 7 days, and so on and so forth. Again, these are Beis HaMikdash era laws. 20, v'chel asher tishkav ala benidasa, when she is in this state of impurity, anything she lies upon, mirroring the laws of this zav we learned in yesterday's portion, yitma becomes impure. V'chel asher teshiv ala, anything she sits on, yitma becomes impure. So we have the laws of mishkav and moshav, very serious forms of impurity. V'chol hanegeya b'mishkav, anyone who touches her bed, her cot, that cot or bed or chair also conveys impurity, becomes a primary source of impurity. Yechabes begodav, he must wash his clothing, which means immerse them in a mikveh. V'rochatz b'mayim, immerse in the water. V'tomei ad ha'orev, and he's impure until evening, meaning that garments are also made impure. B'chol hanegeya, b'chol kli asher teshev olav, anybody who touches any utensil that she'll sit on, a chair, yechabes begodav, will wash his garments, v'rochatz besori, v'rochatz b'mayim, and immerse in water, v'tomei ad ha'orev, and impure until evening. V'imal ha'mishkav hu, ayal ha'kli asher hi yeshevas olav b'nogeba, and if it be on the bed, or in anything which she sits on, when he touches it, yitmo ad ha'orev, the person becomes impure. And this is again, mishkav and moshav conveys impurity. V'imal ha'mishkav hu asheicha v'ya yeshiv, the person who lies or sits al mishkava, on her cot, ayal mashav, on her seat, afilu le'noga b'yiv, if he doesn't touch it, how could that be? There could be a series of 10 cots piled up one upon the other. She sits on the top one, all of them become impure, or 10 stacked chairs. Ah, who? Even if she doesn't touch it, it's still impure. Shaton kibbutz begodim, it requires the washing of clothing, which means clothing also have to be purified in a mikveh. Al hakli, again we learned earlier with the man, l'rabes es amerkav, includes a saddle which she rides upon. This applies to the saddle, shenesraba mi'al hakli, which was included by the word kli. B'nogeh b'yitma v'enaton kibbutz begodim, he's not required to wash his garments, because this is a lesser form of impurity. What is a lesser form of impurity? Saddle. Shehamerkav ein magoi mitama odam letama begodim, because a saddle, its touching does not cause a person or garments to become impure as a cot or a chair would. What about if someone is intimate with her? V'imshachav yishkav ish esa, if a man is intimate with her, Usihini dosa olav, then her impurity is conveyed to him, betome, and he now becomes seriously impure, shivas yama, for 7 days. Why? Because she was zava. She was this abnormal form, or out of the time form of impurity. B'chol mishkav asher yishkav olav yitma, and anything that he lays on, he also makes it impure. Usihini dosa olav yachol yale l'raglo, I would think that he should follow her calendar, if they were intimate on the 5th day of her period of 7 days, then he, like she, should only have 3 more days. No. Talmud Lamer, he begins to count his own 7-day count. And what does it mean when it says that her state of nida shall be conveyed to him? Just as her state is a very serious one, where she conveys impurity even to people and to earthenware items, which we said yesterday, the only way to purify them is to break them. So also he, because he was intimate with her, has her status. He also makes people and earthenware utensils impure. Now we segue into another sister law, and here, just by way of introduction, there is nida. Nida is the normal menstrual cycle of a woman. Zava is the abnormal menstrual cycle of a woman. As a rule, there are 11 days that separate nida and zava. These are very complex laws explained by various halachic authorities. There is the opinion of Rambam, which we have gone into in great detail in our Rambam shir, and there's the opinion of other commentators, other halachic authorities. The isha, a woman, Ki yozov zeiv domo, if she'll have an issue of blood, yomim rabim, for many days, b'lei es nidosa, not in the time of the month of her regular period, a kisozov al nidosa, or she will have over and above her regular flow, out of season flow, kol yemei zeiv tumasa, all the days of this zava, of this abnormal flow, kimei nidasa tia. First of all, they will be like the days of her nida, tmeyahi. First and foremost, she's impure. Yomim rabim, many days, because earlier it could have only been one day. Shlesha yomim, 3 days. Belei es nidasa, acha sheyotza shivas yemei nidasa. After the 7 days of her nida. Ekisazuv es shlesha sayomim alolu. Or these 3 days will be al nidasa, muflag min nidasa yemechad, separated from the time of her nida, even by 1 day. Zohi zova, this is zova. Umishpata chorutz, and the law is stated, the parshazu in this portion, velei chidas anida, the law is different than nida. Why is it different? Shazu tu'una, sfiras shiva nikiyim, because this requires counting of 7 pure days, which biblically, quote unquote, biblically by Torah law, nida does not. It also requires korban, a sacrifice. Biblically, v'hanida eina tuna sfiras nikiyim, by Torah law, nida does not need the counting of 7 days. Ela shivas yomim tiyah b'nidasa, just 7 days of flow, ben reya, ben shein reya, whether she sees or not. Now, I just want to point out that in today's world, when we have the laws of Taharat Mishpacha, our sages combined the Nida and the Zava laws into one package, and it's a rabbinic application. V'dorshu b'parshazu, our rabbis interpreted in this section, Yud Aleph Yom, that there always has to be 11 days, Shebein Seif Nida, between the end of Nida, Letchilas Nida, to the beginning of the next Nida, Shekol Shleishes Ritzufim, any 3 consecutive days, Shetira, which she'll see, Ba'achadas Yom Alolim, in these 11 days, Tehe Zava, she will be considered a Zava, not a Nida. Okay, we are now on 26. Kol hamishkov, any bed or cot, asher tishkavala, which she shall lie on, kol yemei zava, all the days of her zava, kimishkav nidasa yelo, should be like the same as her nida status, v'chol akli asher teshavala, tomeyia, kitumas nidasa, and any utensil that she will sit on, v'chol hanegeya b'am yitman, anyone who touches them shall become impure, v'chibes begodav, and wash his garments, v'rachatz b'mayim, and bathe in water, v'tomei ad ha'orev, and remain impure until evening. V'imtara mizeva, when she comes to become purified from her status of zava, v'safra lo, she must count, shivas yamim, 7 days, v'achar titar, and then she will be purified. Just hold on 1 second. I just want to share maybe 1 or 2 Baal Haturims. The Baal Haturim brings down that there are several verses on verse 26 that uses the word kitumas nidosa, kitumas, the next to the last word. One is here, and one, kitumas hanida hoisa, as the Medrash says, that it compares the status of the Jewish people and its impurity to a nida. Just as the Jew, just as a nida is purified by water, so the Jewish people will have purification. God says, I will sprinkle upon them pure water. In that case, a nida, a Kohen, could enter into the house with her and not become impure. The Jewish people, wherever they are, God could be there, who dwells amongst them, even in their state of impurity, not like a corpse where a Kohen cannot be there. 11 times the words Zova, Zovo, and Zova are written in our portion corresponding to the 11 days that separate Nida and Nida, end of portion.